Welcome to the Digital Analytics Power Hour. Tim, Michael, and the occasional guest discussing digital analytics issues of the day. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/analyticshour and their website analyticshour.io. And now, the Digital Analytics Power Hour.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Analytics Power Hour. This is episode 56. You know, great digital analysts come from all over the world. And no conference demonstrates this more ably than Super Week. Right now, we're in Hungary, where Super Week is celebrating its sixth year, and we're surrounded by amazing analysts from all over the world. So Tim and I wanted to come and see this conference for ourselves. And so it's both of our first years. Hey, Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, Michael. I haven't seen you in minutes.
And now I am so pleased to say that we are live right now. Now, usually we have a guest on the show, and we couldn't pick just one. So, on this show at Super Week, Super Week is the guest on the show. You are all the guests. So, welcome to the show.
I'm not going to get applause for that.
Okay. Yeah. We'll fill it in later. So, Tim and I have been chatting with meeting some of you, listening to the speakers this week, and we have questions. Questions that need answers. So we're going to be asking some of you questions and interviewing you on the show tonight. And so let's get started. Oh, and Egish Segetegra, I think, sort of. No, maybe not.
Run that through Google Translate, all our listeners at home, and see.
All right, so for the first question of the night, Matt Gershoff, what's the best way for me to start doing predictive analytics?
Well, first let me say thanks for having me here on the live podcast. I think that's a good question. I'd say probably what you shouldn't do is attend anything or really research anything that calls itself predictive analytics. So what you probably want to do, or I would think you would want to do, is there's an excellent resource, an excellent resource online called videolectures.net, and you can just search for that. And there is a ton of resources on machine learning, which I would assume predictive analytics is a subset of. You can also go to our blog. You can go to conductrix.com and search for in Google for data science resources. And we have a ton of great resources there. But I think my first stop would be videolectures.net. There's a great video.
Okay, Matt, hold on a second. Now, you realize we've got to ask you this question. We have learned, courtesy of Sasha, that that was a question that when you were appropriately set up, you answered with more of a little bit of a rant about the whole questioning the framing of the question, which we've now asked you two or three times. We didn't know that we were going to give you a mic, and all of a sudden you were going to give a straight up and agree to answer the question with real resources.
Yeah, I know, but I thought this time I'd give people who are actually listening something informative.
If you want to be cut off and edited out of the show, but wait. Well, really, we weren't trying to ask you, what is the... I mean, that's good. So I'm not going to tell you how to answer the question, but you've
got... I don't know. Sounds like you are.
I got to tell
you how to answer the question, Tim.
I'm only slowly following. You have... you. And some of these questions we're going to ask are ones we have managed to ask, and we kind of want to catch them for posterity, because you have kind of a different take that I certainly can't re-articulate around more the framing of the problem.
So it's... Now I understand that the question was really... You're trying to hit one of my triggers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
apparently your trigger gets dampened when you're holding your microphone.
Well, no, actually we're at Super Week and there's just so much good energy and love and intimacy here about analytics.
Get that your hand off my knee.
Right. Well, it's a robust knee. So, I think what you're getting at is just the focusing on the predictive side of predictive analytics. And I think it's the wrong way to think about the problem. And usually what we want to do is we want to solve some sort of decision problem. We're trying to like improve some sort of process. And people tend to get really excited about something that's new. And in our industry, it seems that predictive analytics and a little bit with AI, this is something we'll be talking about tomorrow, is kind of like a lot of people are excited about it and they think it's going to do something for them. But if you haven't really thought through the problem well, it's not really the problem you're trying to solve. And so, I don't know where I'm going with this right now. I'm just trying to get myself worked up, but I don't really feel particularly hostile to the question right now. I would say it is important
time for, he's not hostile to the question. Well, for once in your life.
Well, it is once in my life. You should have told me that you wanted me to get all worked up.
It's fine. We told you what the question was going to be, and you got all worked up, so we thought we'd communicate it effectively. But
yeah, I guess I missed the.
You're a man of mystery.
I'm ruining your live show.
No, it's great. It's probably a better answer because it now gives people something to go.
Yeah, videolectures.net. Seriously, actually, for everyone in this room, so forget about the podcast. Everyone in this room right now, because you're here for learning something, videolectures.net is a great resource.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Now, thank you. Now, I do have a question for Zoltan.
That would be great. Yeah. Now, yes.
No, yeah, no. You come on. You got to come up here.
Well, you can answer it promptly.
You can answer it from there.
Me?
You better answer
you,
it now.
You. So, Zoltan, I am very amazed by being here and thankful to be here. And I'm so curious to know, what was your inspiration for creating this conference? What made this come to be? Why are we here?
You want to hear the truth, right? Not the... Yeah.
To hear the what?
Because it's going to be weird.
No, it's okay. The real story, I think, is...
The real story is that I became bored with the Hungarian market. This is a real answer.
This is a real answer?
In one single sentence, in a nutshell. Because it was like... You know, I don't want to detail, and please stop the recording. The main story is that I became like bored with the consultancy work here in Hungary, and that's why I decided to move like to something which is a conference where I want to go. Yeah.
No, that's amazing.
How long did you think about? I'm going to try, this place is amazing. I know this awesome hotel that's up in the hills and it's amazing and beautiful. All I have to do is convince a critical mass of speakers and people to attend.
But it took like five years.
I've been hearing wonderful things about this conference for a lot longer than the last year or two.
That took like 3 years. Yeah.
Okay. But you decided you were going to, like, you just have, you're a risk taker?
No, I don't want to do that decision. This is what I wanted to do. I didn't decide. I'm not kind of,
Okay.
Yeah. This is what I wanted to do. It was like kind of,
Thank you.
Nothing in it.
Everybody else who's thought, I live somewhere, I think I'll just start my own conference. Anybody else ever had that thought and considered it for more than about 12 seconds?
Anybody?
I did it.
Let the record show that there are a couple of hands that go up, but not mine. So, well, thank you for doing it.
Thank you for coming. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Tim.
And as all our listeners can tell, this was absolutely asking him to plug Super Week was clearly not a condition of us doing this because we pretty much had to drag him kicking and screaming up here. So I'm going to ask one that I have told this story to people and I've potentially butchered it. And I actually first learned of it back in October. So Mark Edmondson from IH Nordic, if you can step up here. And for those of you who are lucky enough to be here, he's going to give a little bit more detail tomorrow. But to me, as somebody who's been talking about R and the cool things you can do with R, and within about 4 hours of meeting Mark in person, he showed me this, and I wanted him to describe it for posterity. So, Mark, this whole thing with the prefetch tag and GTM and increasing page load time, can you explain what you've done?
Yeah, so I was looking at Markov chains for prediction,
And we had a lucky enough to have a client who had the right data. So they had like they were capturing the cookie ID, and so we could sort of go down to a sort of user level on how they were going through the website. So we used Markov chains to sort of predict what the next URL would be. And the original idea was for like a content recommendation engine or something like that. We could take the output and improve conversion by showing them the page that we thought they wanted to get to anyway. But then I'm just going to check because so I can pronounce his name. But then I put this out on online and everything. And then the guy called Vincent Teresi, a French guy, he suggested that we should use prefetching, which is a sort of Chrome, secret of Chrome. One of the secrets of Chrome, why it's so fast, is that when you type in, say, Facebook, and it's so certain that you're going to click on the first result that it's actually preloaded the Facebook page in the background. And this JavaScript tag, this header in your HTML, we can actually access through Google Tag Manager. So the idea was then to use the prediction that we had done and feed it into Google Tag Manager so that then it could show the user as they were browsing the website, prefetch the page before they hit it. And then also it used this technology called OpenCPU, which is the technology that changes R code into JavaScript. And these all kind of just happened at around the same time. So I was like, R into cool JavaScript, thing. JavaScript into GTM, GTM into pre-render. So it all kind of just fitted together. And and then we actually deployed it on the client on a little test sort of section. And it sped up their website by 20% from what we were measuring before and after.
And was that just for Chrome users or overall it was 20%, but it was because it was speeding it up for a Chrome?
It was for all, because the tag is supported by all the browsers now.
Okay.
Yeah. So Firefox. It didn't work for Safari.
IE6.
Yeah. Or IE6. Yeah, exactly. But it worked for about, I think, 80% of users. So, and the model itself wasn't actually that good. It was about 50% accurate in predicting where the page was gone. So if we improve the model, then we could potentially see even more gains in the sort of average time of the website load. So that was nice.
Very, very cool. I mean, to me, it was kind of like as the analyst who I'm used to analyzing the data and then making a recommendation and making a change to the site. And that was kind of, and I was talking to Mark, and we were intensively talking about R, and he was like, oh yeah, like I did this thing, and it was just some Google stuff, and I just pushed it out and, increased the user's perceived speed of the site by 20%, and he's an analyst who's doing that and actually operationalized stuff, which
I mean, it's because like I've been working a lot on dashboards and things like that, but in a lot of cases they're kind of useless and eventually, you know. And I think it's because you've got like the time to action, the time when you actually do something, you have to sort of, the guy has to decide what to do, and then they have to maybe pass it on to another guy, and then he sort of does something. So it was, I've always been looking to try and get the results of a data analysis to sort of the end, to the action as quickly as possible.
Okay. Take the humans out of it, that'll do
it,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Thanks,
awesome.
Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Woo! Oh. Okay, so I'm gonna get, you wanna do one?
No, you're next, and at least in my list.
Yeah, I am, but yeah. You were looking at me like I was not.
Please.
Okay, so now that Mark has sat back down, Astrid can crawl over him to come up here. So here's the question that our listeners are smarter than I am, so I think I've asked it 3 times and still don't understand the answer. And
it's very simple, Tim.
I know. And this was actually, I felt, so Caleb and Charlotte on the Fireside Chat on the first night, she asked them a question, and they actually understood the question, so they were way ahead of me, and I was hitting Google. So, Astrid, can you define what a blockchain is? Quick survey, by a show of applause, how many people know what a blockchain is?
Yeah.
By a show of applause, by a show of applause, okay. Okay, more hands went up, but they're like, no, I don't want to be on the mic. Okay.
Hands went up all over the podcast.
I had to Google it. I Googled it as 2 words and then found out it had started as 2 words and is now 1 word. or one third. But the key to find a blockchain and sort of where you were thinking about it could kind of actually come into our world is kind of a thing
of
use.
Yeah, well, just to start off, I'm not at all intimidated by the fact that so many of you know what blockchain is, because I'm clearly an expert on the topic. So, just to start out, as I understand it, with that caveat, it's an online ledger which is registered in nodes. It's distributed, and each node will check with the others what is written in the ledger, and every transaction is correlated with or tied together with other transactions in a long chain. So,
and nodes, it's kind of what's behind Bitcoin. That's like one of the key.
Well, yeah, Bitcoin was the first
type,
okay. Of blockchain technology. Okay. And I'm not the one who invented blockchain, just to be clear.
Oh, that would have been a great first for the
podcast. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. No, but some of the interesting uses of it. We've been talking about, ads and how to track ads and how to put display, into the cycle of what's actually worth spending money on. And blockchain technology could be something that revolutionizes that. Just because it's a way to actually have handshakes for who actually sees ads, or if anybody does, so that you only pay for actual views and not bots who view ads, which is a huge thing.
And yet it's still doing it by totally protecting.
It's pseudonymous, so it's tied to an individual, but that individual is not tied to a public person. They only know themselves, so. Yeah.
So next year, after Astrid has spun off her startup to solve the fraudulent ads problem, maybe.
Yeah, and also just to let go of the idea of knowing who your customers are, and instead just tapping into systems of blockchain ledgers and serving what you want to serve to people through that technology. Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, just a tiny, tiny last point. Yeah. Micropayment is also something that's clearly going to happen with blockchain, because with the Bitcoin, which is infinitely divisible, there's no limit to how small you can get. It means that, and there's no transaction fee, you can easily, instead of paying a broker with that, you can pay somebody like a user for seeing something, like receiving an offer from you, like a tiny, tiny amount, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Big ideas. Amazing. All right. Our next question is going to go to one of you, but it has to be someone not from the United States. Who's ready for a question?
We should ask the question and see who thinks they have a good
answer. No, it has to go this way. You got to step out. Be bold. Ah?
Okay.
Yeah? You. No, it's okay. I get to pick. It's my show. All right, join us. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Come on up.
We've got the microphone. All right, so you're ready? Here's your question. You're going to do a great job. And I'm sorry, your name?
My name's Kaylee.
Kaylee? Okay, Kaylee, hold the mic right up.
Hold the mic up.
There you go. Okay. Perfect. Kaylee, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. And my question for you, what is one thing you wish your American counterparts understood better about analytics in Europe?
What don't you understand about analytics?
Don't pick me out. Just general.
How can I help you understand analytics in Europe?
No, but so do you see things happening in Europe that you think are distinct and different from where they're happening in the rest of the world? And what do you think is unique or special about analytics here in the EU?
Is he okay?
It's a very big question that I wasn't expecting.
That's okay.
I think our ability to innovate and start great conferences like this.
Nice answer. Woo!
Is
amazing.
Something very unique to Europe.
Okay.
We're a very collaborative bunch. Not that Americans aren't collaborative, but we're better at it.
Creative, innovative, good under pressure,
Right?
This is all of what my observations are. Amazing answer, Kaylee. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. Come on up here, Yehoshua. So, first off, and I just need to get this on the record, I would like to publicly acknowledge that I am an asshole. And there is a Twitter exchange between Yehoshua and myself to prove that. And he had the record, and when we pulled up the record, he proved that it was even more so than I thought. So, thanks for being a good guy anyway, to me. You, on the other hand, are a very personable and entertaining person. Everybody agree with that? Okay. Our MC for the week. So, how did you get into analytics? No, seriously. So, do you have thoughts either on how like important it is for analysts to kind of be personable and have some charisma? And if it's important, is it something that you actively worked on, or is that something that you just kind of were naturally at?
Well, first of all, I'm very humbled by your words. I have a sense that it's important to be yourself. And having some level of interaction, as you mentioned, with at least within my professional experience with clients, I tend to get along with my clients, and that makes for a better ability to partner on trying to solve problems or meet their needs. I think the primary thing of importance is listening skills, you know, more so than charisma. The listening skills, to make sure that you're actually listening to the person before you're thinking of the answer, right? To think of the answer.
God damn it, I'm doing that now.
What, okay. What was that what you just said?
Right. So the listening skills.
You versus me. Okay.
Right. Listening before you have the answer formulated so that you can collect the question. But interpersonal relationships are critical in life. And I think that there's a very important role for having positive interpersonal relationships with other people in a professional environment.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right. Well, we've got another question. This time, it's for Miroslav. Come on down. So just a quick teaser for tomorrow night when Miroslav will be entertaining us, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Hi, guys. Don't hope for a good entertainment. Just for good whiskey and beer.
That's how it all works.
That works too.
That's how this whole show works. Okay. What is the strangest thing that has happened to you in the world of analytics?
When you ask me this, that you will ask me this question, the first thing I told you, my first answer is I'm surprised every day, almost every day, when I find out something in analytics that was strange for me. And I have this back to start moments at least three times a month, because when nothing is working as you expect, the best thing is let's start again. let's think over what we have tried to manage, and the breaking point when you actually decide to invite me was when I told you that I'm the oldest guy in the industry. But then I saw Tim, and Tim and me are the oldest guys in the industry.
It's not this Tim, but we're not going to name which Tim it is. So
no, not this Tim, not this Tim. This Tim is much younger. But the
not much younger.
Yeah. Just okay. one much.
Really. But what's really surprising me, for example, and that was the issue actually that was convincing you that I should be here, surprising me that you, when you start to use analytics data in a different way than yesterday, you get different results. Wow! I will just mention a small detail. We have done some analysis trying to avoid errors that are made by data sampling. And just breaking up a time frame in smaller ranges, we find out that the conversion rate was three times different then the average conversion rate in a long term, in a longer period, but using data sample. And my advice for all of you and all people listening to this would be, if you have some high peaks, for example, Valentine's Day or New Year's Eve or something like that, you should just split the date range to avoid data sampling errors, because it can misguide you 2, 3 or more times in just with plain data. So
it's not you just do it both ways and then report the higher number.
No. It depends. It depends from the client, because it's not always easy, and it's all not always algorithmic.
The number could be this.
But you should really try it. You should try it. Okay, I have these results. What will happen if I change my experiment, the same data on a different time range, and you will for sure get different results. So. Thank you for inviting me. I don't know if I will live next year, but if you will be here next year.
Hey.
I'll take the mic. You can have your walker back, and you can return to your rocking chair.
Thank you so much, Miroslav. All right. And for our next question, we're going to turn to
France.
A fellow North American.
Oh, French-Canadian, I guess.
There you go. You know, there's a real celebrity here, which is Stéphane Hamel, who you all know. He is here, and I have a question for you, Stéphane.
So, he's coming to the stage in a radical manner!
Yeah. So you've done a lot of work and research in the field of analytics, and most famously, historically, for your web analytics maturity model.
Mm-hmm.
Maturity.
Maturity.
I tried to say it your way.
Yeah. Maturity.
So, and Tom Davenport's book, Competing on Analytics, was, I think, influential to you in this work. In the work you're doing today, mm-hmm. what are books that you consider influential and are guiding your thinking now?
Well, first, the funny thing is, while I was working on the maturity model, Tom Davenport published Competing on Analytics, and I saw his maturity model, so I said, oh, you know, I'm too late to the game. Then I looked at what he was doing, and I figured out that his maturity model was much, much more advanced, speaking to an audience that was using analytics to an extent that was far beyond what most of us were using. So I felt that there was still room for my approach to the maturity model.
Yeah.
So back to your question, what is a book? Well, the latest book that I read is Google Analytics Breakthrough by Enor.
Okay.
Really, really good book. Lots of interesting tips, including my own tip. So. But otherwise, I would say the next best book you should read is going to be mine.
Oh, this is breaking news.
Has been in the making for 10 years, minimum.
When is it coming out?
Yeah.
Really, as soon as I finish it.
Yeah. But at least now I'm actively working on it, actively writing. It's quite a job. Yeah.
But it's no small task.
The goal that I have is to have more of an academic textbook, so going through the concepts, and so different from the book from Enor, for example, where it's specifically about GA. So I want to do something that will be much more about understanding the concepts, of course using some GA examples, but hopefully be a little bit more independent, I would say. Yeah.
Wow, hey, that's a Power Hour first.
So stay tuned.
Yeah, and this book will be called?
It's a Secret.
Still testing.
Well,
still
this
still
book will be called There's... It's a Secret, no, My Journey Through Analytics.
I can reveal that in the title there is going to be the words digital analytics. It's going to be weeks and years.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you very much, Stéphane.
Welcome.
It is great to have you finally be on the show, but I think it won't be the last time.
All right, thanks.
All right. We have you. All right, time check, Tim. What do you think? We have a couple of lightning round things we want to do.
Yep, I think we're
but we
good.
Also want to free you to, you know, drink and hang out and talk to each other and go out into the fire. All right.
Lightning round it.
Lightning round?
Yep.
Let's do it.
New format.
Who wants a question? Look how well Kaylee did, but don't let that, like, you know, mess with you. Andre, you still up? Yeah. Get up here. All right. So, Andre, how excited are you for America to finally be great? Oh, no, I'm just kidding. No, sorry. Too soon. Okay. Name one person you are super, get it, excited to have met this week. And why? Nope.
Seriously. On the van, I met you. And I had no idea. No, seriously. I didn't know you. We were started talking, and you got pretty much more experience
Michael,
on
I told
teams
you no plans for this
than
question.
I do. Yeah,
I can only pay you in forints, but
no. And experience counts a lot. And as I'm a one guy company that intends to hire people, I asked you some advices. And that's why actually I think we are here, to talk to each other, learn from each other, beyond the conference, beyond the, and that's why I come like 10,000 kilometers from in straight line, so over that.
We'll convert that and to miles on the show notes for our US listeners.
Yeah, 16 hours by plane.
Okay. No, that's great. So, Andre, I also have learned from you this week, though, too.
So you're welcome.
I love this.
We are in a hotel.
Thank
you guys
so much.
Need to get
you're
room.
Welcome.
Hey. All right, Tim, your turn. Thank you, Andre.
All right, who wants? This is going to get it's going to get tougher and tougher. Who wants the question? There's a little bit of math in this one, but not so much that I couldn't do it in my head. It's not really a math problem. Somebody.
I'm drinking, so.
So you're good.
So you're perfect for this.
Come on up.
Yeah.
I also need a Ivan. There we go, the handoff. So this is good. How long have you been in the digital analytics industry?
So, that's hot. That's a tough question.
That's not the math question, actually. That's
so,
just
I was doing analytics for the last 5-6 years.
Okay.
But as an independent, let's say, consultant for the last year.
Okay. Ooh, that's perfect then. Because the actual question is, so I wrote that it was much cleaner in my head than it is, might come out. As a percentage, what has been your, how much of a better analyst are you now than you were a year ago? How much have you grown?
Like 200%.
200%?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had to learn jQuery.
Wow.
Unfortunately.
So, outstanding. Wow. That's a good, okay. That was the question. You did.
Just did. What,
that was going to be it. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
give him a hard
one. Give something more. Come on.
All right.
How many digits of pi can you recite?
Pi.
Pi?
Hi.
No. Okay.
All right. We've got another question. Do we have a answerer?
Now, we have to limit this to people who are Google Analytics users. Oh, wait. Never mind.
All right. Anybody? Don't make me start. Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. Somebody has to do it.
The winner of the Golden Punch.
That is, all right. Doug Hall.
Hey guys, how's it going?
So, you know a thing or two about Google Analytics, I've heard.
That's flattering, thank you.
Hey.
What was the last award you won related to your knowledge of Google Analytics?
No, when thinking back to when you first started to use Google Analytics,
right.
What would you say was the toughest thing for you to grasp about using the tool and why?
Speaking English to the clients rather than speaking analyst.
Ah, nice. Yeah? Good answer.
It is fundamental to turn off the technical Klingon head and turn on the human head and then give the real English answer that can be understood and acted on.
Yeah. The proper English answer.
Yeah. Make sense. Yeah. Describe the value, provide the business case, and you're going to win.
Yeah. No.
100%. Don't give them technical stuff. Nearly said an English word there. Yeah. Don't give them technical nonsense.
Yeah.
Give them something they can work with.
Sessionization. Yeah. No. I love that answer, Tim. Follow-ups.
Go, Tim. Go.
No, I feel like there's an opportunity to throw America under the United States under the bus here, and I can't figure out how to phrase a question.
Well, I think what he meant to say was the proper British answer.
Yeah, that's what when he
yeah, was instead of the proper English answer.
Well,
the
Queen's English answer.
I don't know whether you noticed, but I do spell optimize with an S. That is, But the optimize tag in GTM is spelled with an S. I appreciate our. Yeah. Google overlords providing us with the correct spelling.
That's right. Great answer. Thank you, Doug Hall.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Now, we're about done.
Yep.
But we've got a little twist. So, in about a week, Tim and I will be interviewing someone who has been to this conference before but is not here this year by the name of Simo Ahava. And
all these blank gazes, like, who is Simo Ahava?
No, nobody here knows who that is.
Like, okay.
He is well-regarded in the United States, however, which is why we're having him.
Former punch card winner.
Former punch card winner, Simo Ahava. But what we wanted to do was maybe get a little help from all of you of if you could ask Simo one question, what would it be? And we'll ask him next week. Any takers? Yeah? Perfect.
Back. Here we go.
All right. We'll take about three of these, so.
So I asked him last year, we were discussing English literature.
Ah, okay.
So perfect. This is going to be so awesome.
Okay, so he was into science fiction, and he said he read everything. So I asked him Robert E. Heinlein.
Yes.
A Stranger in a Strange Land.
Absolutely. I rocked that in full.
Yeah, but he didn't read it. Ever.
Ooh, so I'll ask him if he's ready.
If he's ready, yeah.
Like that is outstanding.
And okay, but we need what your name?
Ivan.
Ivan?
Arechovic.
All right.
Ivan.
Perfect. That is a great question for Simo. Any other questions for Simo next week? Anybody? Yeah? Yes.
Oh.
All right, and then Doug.
Here we go.
Damon, then Doug.
Yes, we should. Yeah, your name.
Ophir Prusak. So I'm curious if, Simo, if you could change GTM in any way you wanted, what would you change about it?
Ooh.
We're looking at the Googlers in the room.
That's the show right there.
Saying, well, there we go.
Outstanding. Well, let's just get a list going. All right. And we'll do one more after. Oh, well, okay, quick. Ooh. Doug's next, then Kaylee, then Krista, and then we're going to wrap the show. So we've got to do it. Drink.
So we said Doug next?
Yeah.
Doug back.
Yeah, just real quick. I'm happy to be the custodian of the award now, and I no longer come second to Simo as I did every year before.
Yeah.
we're going to turn that into a question.
Take that, Simo. All right, Kaylee, you're next with a question for Simo.
What do you want to learn about in 2017?
Ooh, also very good. You need to be...
Hey, Michael, I think we suck as hosts.
Yeah, we definitely do. Krista Seiden from Google.
So, Simo, I know this is going to be your favorite question. Even though you don't want to, how would you build a visual tagging tool into Google Tag Manager?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, guys. This is Tim breaking in. In case you're wondering, these questions will be answered on our episode that releases on March 14th. That's not the next episode, it's the one after that. So tune in to hear the answers.
Awesome. You guys are the best guests we've ever had on the show. I think, probably, because your questions are amazing.
We had Matt Gershoff once, he was terrible.
Yeah. So. He didn't even hear you. Anyways, so now we're gonna wrap up the show. So just a couple of things we do that. One of the things we do is we encourage everybody listening to interact with our guests, both on the Measure Slack and on our Facebook page and on Twitter. So if all of you are on Measure Slack or on our Facebook page or whatever, you might be getting some questions from our listeners. So be ready to answer those. And for my co-host Tim, and for all of you, and for everyone listening, keep analyzing.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to join the conversation on Facebook, Twitter, or Measure Slack group. We welcome your comments and questions. Visit us on the web at analyticshour.io, facebook.com/analyticshour, or at analyticshour on Twitter.
So smart guys wanted to fit in, so they made up a term called analytics. Analytics don't work.
Rock flag and super weak.
Yeah! You guys are the best. Thank you.